This is really a great nation. And we must continue praying, asking the Lord that day by day be better. But let's make a comment about the three readings and the teaching of the church today. And we have three important things to think about it. The first one is the reading of Ezekiel. He was alerting others about to take care of the temple of Jerusalem because many enemies could come and want to destroy that temple. Usually, it's a custom that many people do not pay attention to prophets. And then we found in history that the temple was destroyed. But this first lesson that we got it from the second reading, Paul to the Corinthians. And he's talking about something that is hurting him very deep and doesn't make him feel free, or he always have that tendency to try to do things from the past. But then when he realized that he belonged to God, belonged to Jesus, he immediately calmed down and said, no, show me the way, Lord. What is the biggest lesson here? We are persons that we're born with instinct and we live with teaching. The instinct will remain with us forever. The teaching is from parents, school, and church. Here's where the church walk with this person for the encounter to God, his own creator. And it's difficult. Yes, it's difficult. But we Catholics, every time that we are confronted with something that doesn't look good, we are hurt and say, no, we should go this way. Right? And then we remember, no, we are Catholic, we are Christians, this is the way. And we have to pray. Sometimes we have to tendency if somebody was talking bad about us or we see some mistake. No, said the Lord. Pray for that action, but go back to your faith and keep walking in your faith. Paul suffered everything, but especially for that times when he remembered about his past. We are the same. We are the same. We have several things that, because we love Christ, day by day we try to put away. When we discover that Jesus is the truth, the life, and the happiness of our life, we keep learning every day to be Christian and to follow Christ, because at the end we realize, Christ is everything. Let me move on from everything and follow Jesus. Jesus yesterday, Jesus today, and Jesus tomorrow. But one of the important teachings today is coming from the gospel. The gospel. But thanks God, we in America, we learn a lot from this gospel. We have the tendency to do not generalize people like the people from Nazareth who say, oh, no, that's Joseph and Mary's son. He's a carpenter. They don't give a chance, Jesus, to listen what he comes to preach or what he wants to do. We are the same here. We never try to put anyone down. We Catholics always want, no, let's give him a chance. Let's give him a chance because the Holy Spirit worked with us for better and better and better every day. So we, Catholics, have the right. We are doing like this. We are better persons today than yesterday, but we'll be better persons tomorrow. Also, the second part is to stereotype. But what I try to say is, in this country, we are first, I would say that is the one of the only country that accepts everyone here, no matter race, color, religion, or all that situation. So when we heard, we the Catholic heard, no, this race is the wrong, this is, no,
Not to us.
We Catholics know that everyone is the same. But when we heard later that all that virus from coronavirus came from that country, so we will hate these people. No! We love everyone. We don't give judgment. We pray. We accept everyone. And we must continue doing so because in God we trust was built this nation. And it's God who has been present with us since the first moment of our independence. And it's keep walking with us every day. And we ask the Lord to please never abandon us, to be with us. We need Jesus every day in our country, in our family, in our life. Because without Jesus, without God, we will be nothing. That's why it's a continued fight between the good power and the power of evil who try to confront. But here is the importance of the Catholic. We pray as soon as we wake up and say, Lord, show me the truth. Let me understand what is that you want me to do in order to follow you. And we will find out that this newspaper channel is talking all this and this and this. But at the end, you realize, he said, no. That's not my opinion. After prayer, I consider that. And then you take your own decisions. But what is more important is to realize the power of prayer. And we are accustomed to that. And it's an exhortation in this 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Catholics, our big arm is to pray. We could move the world with prayer. And today, if we notice something wrong, we pray for that. We pray for that. How I learned that? Well, my adoptive father was a man 6 foot tall. My mother is like me, chicken, very small. But anyway, that's my adoptive father. And something that I get impressed by him, he was a professional, he had this and that. As a matter of fact, he translated the New Testament to 3 different Indian languages in Nicaragua. But I don't remember much about that. But you know what I remember? Every day, that huge man, as soon as he wake up, is kneeling and pray to us. I will never forget. And his teaching was always, Jose, God is everything. Jose, before you do any action, anything in your life, pray. God is more important. It is not your friend. He is God above all. Sometimes we feel like, we know Jesus, my brother, but no. We need to come humble to him, like a childlike, like we need to learn everything from him. And we must humiliate ourselves and say, talk to me, Lord, because without you, I'm nothing. In that attitude, we learn so much wisdom. The Lord will answer to us, I know what you're thinking, I know that you believe this is right, but what about if we do it this way? So taking that experience that we have with Jesus as a leader, remember, pray, not try to make justice by yourself. Don't try to say, oh, this race is above or below this. Don't say this religion is above or... No. We never hurt anyone. But we pray. That's for sure. Justice comes from God. And when we are praying, it's a moment that we say, Lord, you know what? I am not agree with all this situation. What do you think? But please pay attention to that. That is when we mention our family situation, our work situation, everything. The Lord wants to hear from you every day and worship. You know what, Lord, I love you. You're the best. You're my father. You're my everything. 1 minute of just telling nice things to Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And whatever comes to your mind, you could sing, you could do, you could dance. That's a minute where you worship the Lord. But then come a minute and, oh Lord, this is painful. You ask me what I will leave away in order to follow you. Oh God, and I like a smoke. Oh, can be small. I like one beer. Oh, I could not take the beer. I like this. Oh, I have the beer with this. But I choose to follow you. That part is difficult because we recognize that we know what we should live away in order to follow Jesus. But then the third part of our prayer is, I need this. I need this. That's the new covenant between you and your Lord and your Creator. God is true. He's listened to the entire Austin. But in that moment, he's listened to you. All heaven, all angels, all archangels, the Holy Trinity, the Blessed Mother is paying attention. What you will ask, what you need, and take in consideration everything that your heart is asking for. And of course, the answer is, we will work in that, my son or my daughter. But remember, you have to do the best part. I will help you, but you do the work. So that's the experience today. We recognize God, we give you thanks today because I don't know where our faith comes from, Lord. Maybe my parents, my grandparents, my teachers, my this, my that. But thank you, Lord, because yes, they teach me that you are there in heaven, that you are nice, that you are the Creator. Perfect. Thank you because I see you face to face. I was able to experience. I know about the reason, Lord. We have thought for sure. I believe in you because I have an experience with you. And that's the purpose. Experience Jesus. Talk with Jesus. Enjoy Jesus. He's your Creator. He's everything from you. And believe me, he's concerned about everything that you ask. But more important, he's concerned about every time that we ask him, Lord, move me away from this so I could follow you in this path of holiness. The desire of the church this 14th Sunday in ordinary time is that you continue in your path of holiness. Keep looking for your own holiness. You are created holy. And you will be successful and happy in this life when you decide to become a holy person. Amen.